Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's right, and it is a Week 8 Houston Texans edition of Stock Up, Stock Down right here live on The Drive. Do it every hump day. Clint Sterner, we're on the show Hughley live with you here in H-Town. And the Texans, they got the 49ers coming to town. We just heard from head coach DeMeco Ryans as he held his Wednesday presser last segment. We'll be covering more of that later on. But stock up, stock down for these Texans. Gotta imagine it's going to be hard to find some stock ups in my mind.
I damn near changed mine after that 18 minutes.
Almost called an audible, huh? But I want to start with you right there, real raw on the show, Hughley. I'm very curious about these stock ups. Because my mind can't find many. So stock up for you, Ron, for these Texans right now.
All right, stock up. And whose stock is going through the roof? Gerard Johnson. That is my stock up. The quarterback coach for the Houston Texans. Because everyone is so down on... Now, I want to be clear. I don't know that his stock up is deserved. But... everybody is so down on Nick Caley. I saw a petition to fire Nick Caley that had several hundred signatures on it. Many people are talking about he is, along with others, but he has been maybe the number one person, especially coming out of the Seattle game, that people are having issue with, and it's understandable with the way that offense has been. And Gerard Johnson's been here a couple of years. There were issues with Bobby Slowick. And he became popular to maybe change things over with him. And now many people want to see a change. And I think, as Clint said, he's out. Multiple people said they're out. And the next logical person to take that role, if that would have happened, would be Gerard Johnson. So right now, people love them some Gerard Johnson. And if something were to happen as a change, D'Amico's a defensive coach, so he would start calling plays. I think it would be Gerard Johnson. So I go stock up Gerard Johnson.
I like it. Look, to your point, anybody below Nick Caley on this staff that may or may not be a good play caller, their stock is through the roof right now because Nick's is so low. So look, I don't disagree with you one bit, man. I think it's a good play, good call.
The former Aggie quarterback, whose job was stolen by Ryan Tannehill. That is Ron, the show stock up for the Texans in Week 8. Over to you, Clint Sterner. Texans Week 8 preparing for the 49ers. Things are not looking great. What's your stock up for these Houston Texans, Clint?
My stock up is Jalen Noel, the wide receiver out of Iowa State, drafted this year. And to me, clearly has been the best draft pick this year. He was the third player picked in this year's draft for the Texans. But I think he is the best draft pick for the Texans this year, at least right now. Look, he had a nice little outing with a couple of catches and a touchdown against Baltimore when they were just spreading the ball around to everybody. And other than Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz, he's the one guy that I think this thing carried over into a game against a better defense in the Seattle Seahawks. He was able to go out there and get four catches for 77 yards. One of them was in a huge moment at the end of the first half to flip. After the blocked field goal, Seattle was fixing to extend their lead. We get the ball back, and we got a puncher's chance to get in field goal range. And who does it? Jalen Noel. He climbs the ladder, climbs up a defensive back, and goes and makes a catch. And so and he ended up with 4 for 77. I think this is real. I'll be honest with you. If these guys really want to win football games and not try to be the smartest guy in the room every week, Jalen Noel will be returning punts next week. And Jalen Noel will have an extended role on this offense next week as well, because he's not only productive, he was clutch. He was one of very few guys that have got this year that have gone up and made catches that weren't perfect throws that you would put in the, boy, that was a great catch. The probability of catching that thing was low when the ball left his hand, right? And the guy went up there and climbed the ladder and got it. So, yeah, the stock is up. It's never been higher for Jalen Noel than it is right now.
Now the fun part. We got them stock ups done with. This is the drive. Sterner and Hughley doing a little stock up, stock down, as we do every Wednesday right around 3:25 p.m. Back to you, Ron. I want to know your stock down for these Houston Texans.
I'm keeping a theme from the first one. Tyler and Clint, my stock down is Cole Popovich. We were sold. I didn't believe it for 1 second, and you can go back and find the tape. I was skeptical the whole way of, hey, let's turn it over to the guy who was here last year when our offensive line sucked ass. Oh, let's turn it over to him and give him less talent as well. Let's do this. Let's give him a young left tackle, the seventh pick in the draft, seventh tackle in the draft. Let's put him at left tackle. But coming into the year, fellas, we were told how nasty he was, and his team was nasty from an offensive line perspective. And they were going to be more physical, and they're going to do the things that suit them well. And they got their ass kicked repeatedly by the Seattle Seahawks. They couldn't get a yard multiple times. They couldn't protect anybody. They ran the ball 15 times with running back. C.J. Stroud led the team in rushing with 25 yards. There was constant pressure. Anytime they played a team worth a damn, they get their ass kicked up front. And Cole Popovich, which I never thought would work, Cole Popovich is the guy that everybody thought was going to be the man. This offensive line at this point feels worse than it was last year. So stock down to Cole Popovich.
More than fair. More than fair.
I'm still waiting. I mean, they've told us it's fixable. Maybe it just takes a few more weeks. We'll see. Okay. Over to you, Clint. Put a cap on this thing for us. Your stock down for the Houston Texans heading into Week 8 against the 49ers.
Well, this one's easy for me, man. I think, as Ron said, there's plenty of choices. But I got to go with Derek Stingley Jr., man. Look, I mean, he got smoked out of the gate by the Arroyo, the young tight end. For Seattle, and it was exactly what we've heard DeMeco Ryans talk about, his eye discipline. He had his eyes in the backfield, and the tight end ran right by him vertically, which really, he played a big role in Seattle's ability to go up 14-0, which puts us in a position of bad offense where you now got to play catch up versus a really good defensive front. So that was an absolute killer early, and Derek Stingley Jr. had a big part of that. And then just overall, you know, I think he was in shadow coverage throughout the game on a few occasions, and for Jaxon Smith-Njigba to really be the only, I like Cooper Kupp, but I think the name means more than the player right now. Jaxon Smith-Njigba to go off 8 for 23 and one touchdown. And if we're being honest, they threw it to him whenever the hell they wanted to. It was never difficult for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And so right now, you talk about games like Seattle, your superstars have to be superstars, and you can't afford Derek Stingley Jr. on the defensive side of the football to play the way he played, particularly early in that game. But really, if we're being honest, it wasn't a good game for him. Throughout the interception late was one of those, again, what the hell are we doing kind of deals by for Seattle's offense.
But even on that, then he gets a 15-yard penalty for taking his helmet off. I don't know what's going on with him lately. That's a good one. All right, let's go to C.J. Stroud. When we return, we will hear from the quarterback as he has his Wednesday press conference. That's coming up next.